Join me for Tara's Takeover right here on Dodge Radio every Sunday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. UK, 5 to 8 U.S. Eastern, 2 to 5 Pacific. I'll be playing a variety of genres, including country.
If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mind. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line.
And so much more. So if you're looking for a show that plays true variety, join me for Tara's Takeover every Sunday, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. UK, 5 to 8 U.S. Eastern, 2 to 5 Pacific, right here on Dodge Radio, where we dodge the world and enjoy the music.
This show may contain material of an explicit nature and is not suitable for younger listeners.
Dodge Radio, hello, hello, everybody. It's Wes Derby here with you. Rock Bottom Monday is about to get underway, and punch out your eardrums. We're going to come in your ear holes. Feel the eargasm. You'll enjoy it. Want to say thanks to Jess for the Country Cafe. I almost said Country Corral. I'm like, wait, no, that's me on Fridays. No, thank you to Jess for a great Country Cafe. Hope y'all enjoyed it. I know I sure did. Want to say hello to everyone who's tuned in. Want to say hey to the Z-Man, Dan, Jess, Rachel, Nixie. I don't know who else is out there. I assume Tara and Monty and Jen are still tuned in, but and I know my friend Jess is going to be joining from Arizona is going to be joining us later, as well as Clara, who is, yes, finally at her new home in Texas. I am so happy for her. We have got a loaded show for you today. We got news about 30 Seconds to Mars vocalist, and I don't know if we can call him a former actor because I think he still does some acting, Jared Leto, and the latest accusations against him. And our own Nixie Nevea is going to do a guest appearance on the show to discuss her opinions as not only as a lady, but as a lady who's met a few rock stars in her day. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also introducing two new features to the program, kind of inspired by Nixie's mandatory Metallica thing. We're going to do Ultimate UFO, which, yes, will feature my favorite band, UFO, but it will also feature the guys' solo projects and side projects. We're also going to do kind of something similar. It's called Great Guns, which is a tribute to the band I grew up on, Guns N' Roses. You're going to hear some stuff from Guns. You're going to hear from Hollywood Rose. You're going to hear from Slash, Slash's Snake Pit, Izzy, Duff McKagan, Loaded, Velvet Revolver, and all the bands surrounding Guns N' Roses. Not today, obviously, but in coming weeks. We also have a loss to talk about in the rock world coming up. He wasn't exactly a rocker. He was more of an R&B and soul guy, but he influenced so much of rock and roll. You know, he was a contemporary of Hendrix and so many other greats. So we're going to play him anyway. Of course, I'm talking about the late, great Sly Stone, who just passed away today. But let me let you know how to reach out to the program, first of all. Get me on X/Twitter at Dodge Radio or at West Derby. Get me in the Dodge Radio Telegram group. Go to Telegram, search Dodge Radio, join the group, or go to Facebook.com/Dodge Radio and find the group in our favorite link section. Or you can get me on Mastodon, Country Metalhead at someplace.social. Or if you got my number, you can text me, WhatsApp me, all that good stuff. I'm going to open it up with a couple of classics coming up. I got Pat Travers. He's going to be talking about snorting that whiskey and drinking cocaine. Is that supposed to be the other way around? But first, it's a great one from Ted Nugent, going back to his 1975 self-titled one. This is Stranglehold, baby, right here at Dodge Radio, where we dodge the world and enjoy the music.
got news you live, I got to go. We'll be right back.
Dodge Radio, love that one. That was a re-record by Pat Travers of his classic from 1980, Snorting Whiskey and Drinking Cocaine. Before that, we heard Stranglehold by Ted Nugent. I want to say hello to Sabrina, who has informed me she's out there. Yay, glad to have you here. I want to say hello to Tara, who did say that yes, indeed, she is here. Let's see here. Coming up in a little bit, I have a couple tracks off a new tribute album to the great Canadian rockers Triumph. Bunch of people on this record. You got Tyler Connolly from Theory of a Dead Man. You got Slash. You got Dorothy. You got Dee Snider of Twisted Sister. Sebastian Bach of Skid Row. Mickey Thomas from Starship. You've got Jason Scheff from Chicago. And Nancy Wilson from Heart. Jeff Keith from Tesla, just to name a few. But before we get to that, unfortunately, there was a loss reported today in the music community. Sly Stone from Sly and the Family Stone passed away. I know he's not an artist we would normally play here on Rock Bottom Mondays, but to me, he does classify as oldies, and you know, that's the original, you know, form of rock and roll. So I'm going to break the rules a little bit, and we're going to play a couple from him. I'm going to play one, and pardon my French on the title, but it's really about Rachel and... Racial injustice? Sorry. I'm not saying our classical gas host is unjust. She's not. She's awesome. Racial injustice. God. Hello to Kay as well, who's tuned in. It's called Don't Call Me In, Whitey. I'm not going to say the word. But it's got some funky riffs to it, man. It's a great song, but the lyrics just talk about both sides, really. It says, yo, don't call me in, Whitey, and don't call me Whitey in. And it's just, lyrically, it's kind of poignant, especially for what's going on nowadays here in this country. But let's start it out with a great one from Sly, one of their bigger hits. It's called Everyday People here on Dodge Radio. Rest in peace, Sly. Thanks for the music. Dodge Radio, dodge the world, and enjoy the music.
Yeah.
Radio, look, you want to talk about beatboxing, that's fine, but man, Sly Stone could make his freaking mouth sound like a guitar with a wah-wah pedal. Excuse me, and there was actually a guitar being played through a wah on that track, But the lead sounds were basically Sly and the female lead. They're switching off on that. So pretty spoken stuff from those guys, from Sly and the Family Stone. Kay was just commenting that we also lost somebody from Atlantic Star this week. I think his name was Wayne Lewis. And then before that, the week before that, we lost Chicago Mike from Kool & the Gang. So yeah, all these musicians are just like kind of dropping like flies. It really kind of sucks. So I am now caffeinated. And yes, you heard that right. I'm caffeinated. I've had 4 cups of coffee today. I don't know if I should have any more. I'm thinking probably not. By the way, for those who don't know what caffeinated is, it's a word that Nixie accidentally came up with the other day. Yesterday, I think. And basically means it's similar to caffeinated, but it specifically refers to needing coffee. But we both agree that my alternate definition is pretty funny. I said, no, caffeinated. That's when a vampire goes to sleep, since, you know, many of them sleep in coffins. Womp, womp. All right, we are going to get into a couple from this new Triumph CD. It is called Magic Power, an all-star tribute to Triumph. And like I said, it features, it's a who's who of classic rock and 80s hair metal. Slash is on a track, along with Tyler Connelly, Dorothy, and a few other artists. You've got Dee Snider from Twisted Sister doing one of my favorite Triumph tunes, Lay It on the Line. You got Joey Belladonna from Anthrax on Magic Power. You got Jeff Keith from Tesla on Hold On. You got just so many great people. Jason Sheff from Chicago. So it just shows how wide of an influence Triumph really has on the music industry. So it's basically, it's the members of Triumph playing along with these guys on this tribute record. Kind of like what Michael Schenker did with his My Years with UFO CD that he put out last year. Let's hear a couple from this album. Coming up, I got Fight the Good Fight, which features Nancy Wilson of Heart on vocals. And I feel like that song is kind of apropos of a lot of what's going on here in America. It's up to us to fight the good fight, folks. But starting it out, this is one of my favorites from Triumph. This is Spellbound, featuring Mickey Thomas of Starship. Check it out here on Dodge Radio, where we dodge the world and enjoy the music. It's a couple of Triumph covers. After this, we're going to get into Great Guns, my Guns N' Roses weekly segment that we're going to have coming up. Then after that, we're going to get into an emo set, and we're going to hear from the lovely Nixie Nevaeh right here on Dodge Radio, where we dodge the world and enjoy the music. Dodge Radio, one of Triumph's best, Fight the Good Fight, sung by Nancy Wilson of Heart from the new Magic Power and All-Star tribute to Triumph. I highly, highly recommend that album. Probably my favorite new release of the week, if I'm being completely honest. It's a great record. Definitely recommend that one. Before that, we had Spellbound featuring Mickey Thomas of Starship. Good stuff there. Oh, shit. We're going to get into our first feature. I call it Great Guns. Of course, talking about Guns N' Roses. Like I said, we're going to hear from Guns themselves. We're going to hear from all the side projects. Even stuff from... Oh, sorry about that, y'all. From their pre-Guns N' Roses bands. So for this inaugural edition, we're going to hear from Hollywood Rose, which is a demo of a band featuring Axl and I think Izzy and a couple of the other guys that they were in before Guns N' Roses. We're going to hear a song called Killing Time. We're going to hear the Fred Corey of Cinderella remix. I got Guns N' Roses from the 1986 Sound City Sessions, their demo of a song called Move to the City, which they did do later on GNR Lives, but never actually, other than the demo, have not done studio versions of. Starting off from Use Your Illusion 2, going back to 1991. It's one of my favorite songs from this record. This is Estranged. Here on Dodge Radio, it's Great Guns on Rock Bottom Mondays. Hey, Dodge Radio listeners, this is Wes Derby. Wanting to let you guys know that Wes's Musical Meltdown can be heard on Dodge Radio every Thursday, 10 p.m. UK, 5 p.m. East. You'll hear 3 hours of the best in country. Whatever else we feel like playing or you feel like hearing, requests are, of course, always welcome. We'll have the cover comparison. We'll have our new releases, whatever other fun features I can dig up to throw at you. You can also join us on Clubhouse and mingle with the other listeners, and have a good time. So get your favorite beverage of choice, roll something up and smoke it, and join me for Wes's Musical Meltdown every Thursday, 10 p.m. UK on Dodge Radio. Dodge the world. Enjoy the music. Dodge Radio wrapping that set up with Hollywood Rose, which features, of course, Axel and Izzy from Guns N' Roses, along with Chris Webber on lead guitar, Johnny Kreiss or Kreese on drums, and Steve Darrow on bass. They recorded that demo back in 1984. It was later released as the early years of Guns N' Roses. In fact, Chris helped write what would later go on to be Anything Goes by GNR from their first album. The lyrics on the original are very different, as is the rhythm and the guitar part, so we'll play that one of these weeks, too. We're also going to hear from Axel and Izzy's old band in a future week, possibly next week, Rapid Fire, on a demo they really didn't want released, but it's not too bad, actually. Before that, we had Guns with Move to the City from the 1986 Sound Sessions, or Sound City Session, and we started with Estranged off Use Your Illusion 2. Good stuff here. I want to give a shout-out to Clara, glad to have you aboard, as well as Marcus, a.k.a. Z, who are listening out there in Texas, sweltering in the heat, I'm sure. No, hopefully not, but hope you guys are having a good one. Glad to have you all aboard. We are going to get into an emo set, after which, if she's available, we're going to have Nixie Nevea, our emo expert, on to talk about a news story involving Jared Leto, or Leto, the vocalist for 30 Seconds to Mars, who's going to wrap the set up with The Kill, Bury Me. I got Good Charlotte, Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous coming up right now. It's every emo chick's favorite band, My Chemical Romance. I'm Not Okay, off of this version, actually, comes from The Black Parade is Dead, which is a DVD that they released, and we have the audio from it right here on Dodge Radio. Also, a hello to Kat, who is tuned in. Glad to have you aboard as well.
Yeah. What?
Dodge Radio. My apologies, y'all. We're having some internet difficulties over here. Don't know if we're permanently reconnected or not. So I guess